Hi guys, we are back and it's the end of the month, obviously. Thank you for rocking with us. As you saw, we haven't put out anything since our Valentine's one, but adjusting to a new routine, to a new schedule has been obviously something new. And if you didn't know, we've kind of like got a new media team behind us as well. So things are changing on how we're doing things. I'm sure you've noticed the studio changes here and of course Jealous, she's back again and she will be back and back and back and back again. And we're going to have an episode where you get to know Jealous a little bit more. Yeah. Look at her, so excited. You'd think she's got a passport.
Shady.
I know. Ever shady.
But I have my passport just in case.
Ever she was ever shady. So, this week we're doing something a little bit different that we haven't actually done with CML before. But it's something that we might continue. Mm-hmm. See how it goes. Yeah. See how it goes. Excuse the English. Yeah. See how it goes. Now, we're just going to be recapping on this episode what's been going on in London, in America, even if we reach Africa, we will, what's been happening around the world. So call it CML Round the World. Yeah, Roundup, CML Roundup, So we're rounding up what's happened this month and coming in at number one. And I know, listen, I'm not really, I don't know what's going on in the world, I'll be honest with you, but Jealous, she knows what's going on. She knows what's happening in America.
I'm Mama Joyce. I know what's in the street.
She knows what's going on, and I have no clue. Apart if it's not in London, I might not know it. Mm. That's the truth. So I'm going to kick off with what's hot right now, Diane Abbott.
Oh.
Yeah. Guys, I don't know if you were able to follow the story with the Tory, not MP, he's a Tory sponsor.
Donor, rather.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think last year he gave them 10 million and he made some out. Disgusting.
Is it a Tory or Labour?
No, he's Tory.
Tory.
Yeah, so Diane Abbott is an MP for the Labour government.
And then he's a Tory.
And he's a Tory donor. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where Rishi Sunak is the Prime Minister, right? So guys, I don't know if you've been able to actually take in what's been happening there, but I think it's worrying.
You think?
No, it's disgusting. And if we, right, and I say we, he's all right, aligned with us, if we as the nation...
It's not even black women.
Yeah, you know, black, Asian, if you come in and you receive that level of threat...
You make me want to hate black...
Yeah, women as a whole
as
and
a whole,
kill you.
Kill you.
I mean, that's something that's been ongoing. That's a conversation that's been ongoing. What was your view when you heard it? Obviously, I know what your view is because we can all see it on her face.
I was so disappointed. And do you know what? I was disappointed because Diane is a local MP. She's out and about in Hackney, walking around, taking buses.
Yeah.
She is a member of the community.
Yeah.
You say that. And you've got a couple of people that want to react to that and do something silly who are racist.
Yeah, and they're going to take that and say, we were given the green light.
And you apologise because it's a conversation that shouldn't have come out.
It's not even an apology he gave.
He said, sorry for...
I didn't mean to, blah, 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 blah. It wasn't an apology.
Shocked.
The thing is, you should have never said it. Because there are some things I don't have to apologize for. Just don't say them things, Because now you're on a platform and it comes out. But the worst thing about it is our Prime Minister, who's a brown man himself, Might be brown in colour, but definitely inside, he isn't doing what he needs to be doing. Because I know we all love money, we all love donors. And don't get me wrong, if you're going to pay me to keep quiet, I might keep quiet, I'm joking, guys, but call me later, But the truth of the matter is, he should have stood in power.
He
also, smothered over it. It was just words that were not supposed to be whatever.
It's ridiculous.
It's silly. And if this is a united kingdom that we're living in, are we really united, though,
guys? I'm ashamed.
Diane has actually been part of the community, like you said. I used to watch Question Time as a kid, and I used to see her on there. She was really inspirational. Have I wanted to go into politics because of her? Maybe not. Yeah, not in the UK, anyway. But Uganda, I'm coming. But it's... When you look at that, you wonder, what are we teaching the next generation?
Yeah.
And like Jenna's just pointed out here, there are so many in the closet,
you're
racist.
Robinson, that walking around in the street, yeah. that think, oh, okay, now that he that's said been that, said, this yeah. has been said, we can react like this.
Because let's not forget, yeah, racism in the UK is still very much present, yeah? It might not be...
They like to believe it's
yeah,
not.
It's, it might be, it's not overt, yeah? But it is there present, yeah? And these little moments, these little glimpses, yeah, let us know what's really happening inside
absolutely,
at the top.
Absolutely.
And to add salt to injury, that's the English, that's it. She goes into Parliament the following day, mm-hmm. or 2 days after. She stands up 46 times.
46 yeah. times.
And the Speaker does not look her way, yeah?
46 times.
I'm going to ask Janice to give me a little bit of that Caribbean accent, that patois.
The ting vex me?
The ting vex me, yeah? And it's like, what is going on here, yeah? At least let the woman speak, yeah?
But Shills, sorry to cut you off, it no, does go me. Back to that saying, the most disrespected woman on earth.
As the black woman, yeah.
Right then.
And guys, you already know, you know, CML is not black power. We're actually neutral on this podcast. But when we see something, whether it's white, black, Asian related, we're going to call it out, yeah? It just so happens to me we are black women.
Yep.
And things that affect the black community do affect
directly
us,
affects
yeah?
me.
And I can't be a Nana Akua and say what she said, yeah.
Did you not see the way that guy came at her and said, you and your bagged wig need
yeah.
to stop?
Yeah, and you know, boy.
But how are you defending this and saying that not everything is racism?
Yeah, and I just, that was so ignorant. That was so, so ignorant. And I don't know what your purpose is, Nana.
It's disappointing.
You know, I'm just grateful you didn't get rid of your name so we know you're African.
For real.
Because...
they're going to know you.
Because it's kind of like, rah, your name is Akua. We can't even pronounce it, yeah? Your yeah. name is Nana. You must have been born on a Wednesday or a Thursday. No offense to my Ghanaians, yeah? Like, bro, yeah, like, you're not Sharon.
No.
Yeah, you're not Sharon Taylor. You're not Sharon Bailey. You're none of that, yeah? You're a black woman. And
get
you
get on a platform.
And you represent blackness, even if... you're not saying you're Jesus Christ and you're dying mm-hmm. for the black community because mm-hmm. you don't have to be, yeah? Mm-hmm. But people that have influence, people that have positions, people that have audiences, yeah? Platforms. There's an accountability that you have amongst everybody to do right by them, yeah? I would be interested, and this is crossing over to America, I'll be interested to hear what Candace Owen yeah. would have to say.
Mm-hmm.
Now, everybody pulls on Candace Owen saying that she's more on the white side, whatever, mm-hmm. whatever. But I don't think she would take this because this was hate.
It was.
Because even if you yeah. said it wasn't racist, you should acknowledge that it's hatred, isn't it? Yeah. Because you might say,
he
well...
wants to kill her.
Yeah. That's not hatred being promoted. And you're saying there's nothing wrong in that sentence. Come on, man.
We've got to do better.
We've got to do more than better. We've got to... I don't want to get into it. I'm seeing Michael Jackson.
I'm not about to educate people, but for what was disappointing in Nana Akua's one was you should have come out. They've called you on a big, big platform like BBC. You should have said outright that was racist.
Yeah.
And me as a black woman...
Yeah. And I think also is that, yeah, because there are... And I have to recognise this, guys, because it's the truth, yeah? And it's not me being, you know, mixed or whatever, yeah? This is the truth. There are black people that don't actually believe in the black struggle.
Yes.
That's true.
Agree.
Yeah. There are black people that don't see, you might talk about you've got a limit here. They say, no, there's no ceiling
no.
here. There's none of that, yeah? They'll say to you that doesn't exist. However, if you was to get onto a platform, yeah? And I said it and I say it again, yeah? Acknowledge.
True.
Yeah? You might say, I don't personally
see... I haven't experienced
yeah.
it.
You might even say, I don't see it as
yes.
racist, but I can understand why
it
others...
Why it would be.
Yeah, why
yes.
it would rule out.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you don't see it as that, zone in to the part of the, I wish I could shoot her or
yeah.
have her shot.
Yeah. And what did you win out of that? I mean, what did you gain?
What?
Apart from disappointments, what did you gain?
This doesn't make sense to me because you're on the platform.
Are you not embarrassed?
Yeah. No. I wish I spoke sweet, because I would have been really giving it to you, yeah? But I don't speak any of the languages that are in Ghana.
Where's Uncle Eddie when you
yeah?
need him?
I don't speak any of them languages, but all I know is, yeah, I speak the language of love,
mm-hmm.
yeah? And that, what that guy put out there, that wasn't love.
Do you know what
yeah?
I loved? everyone coming together in Hackney in support of her.
Yeah.
Just to show her that she matters to us.
Yeah, she does. She does matter to us. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of things in this one segment talking about everything that's been happening in London. But we couldn't start this podcast without acknowledging that first or belittling it, because that's been the major thing in
Absolutely.
London. And guys, anybody that's been out there supporting Diane, keep supporting her. I'm also supporting you, Diane, by saying this is wrong.
We stand by you.
We stand by you as CML. And we just stand against hate in a nutshell.
Especially towards...
Yeah. We stand against hate. The woman's 70 years old. Like Jenna said, she's vulnerable in her own way.
She takes... And she even said it. She says she takes the bus. She takes local transport.
Yeah.
So what you were saying...
But that's what I'm saying to you, yeah. Some people are MPs in the wrong countries, yeah. You think an MP in Africa is going to be taking a bus?
Can you imagine? Not in Congo.
I would love to see it. But we're going to wrap that part up, and hopefully it makes a little bit of sense. Yeah. We didn't want to leave it without touching it, but guys, represent the community, and those who are not even white are allies.
Educate
yourself. And those who are allies who are white and not from the black community, thank you, because it clearly shows that you can see what's wrong and what's not wrong or what's
and
right.
I've always wanted to say this, Shaws, and it's my thing is, though, Shaws, we always have to take this stance. Hmm. Being pro-black doesn't mean you're anti-white.
Yeah,
it does not mean that. Yeah. It's just, you know, these are, my daughter is a representation of me. Diane represents, you know, when we're looking
your
up
mom,
to people,
yeah.
These are the people that we look up to.
Yeah.
So that's her grandma, that could be her grandma.
Yeah.
And you know, I found it important for us to touch on this. So yes, yeah. Absolutely.
What else have we got happening? This roundup's quite cool, actually. I'll get my glasses on.
What did we have? Oh my God.
Yeah.
We had Kate.
Kate. And you know what's interesting is, yeah, the human race, or just the humans, we're so interesting, yeah? And why I say this is, a couple of months ago, we couldn't give a crap about Kate.
No.
Yeah? I'm going to say it, especially the black community.
We didn't, yeah? Not really. That
because,
was none of our business.
Yeah, because
we're
Meghan,
more Harry.
Because Meghan, we're here running for Meghan and Harry, yeah? But why I say it's interesting, the human race is interesting, because love is love and care is care.
Yes.
And genuinity is genuinity, yeah? And when we see something's not right, it's a beautiful
and
thing.
And we're not royalists.
Yeah.
So we just stick up for... Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing that we can still stick up for what is right. Justice is justice, yeah? Kate, we're praying for you. We hope things are fine.
Stay safe.
Over to the States, we had Drea. Drea, if you don't know Drea, she is a vixen of some sort.
She came up as a vixen.
Yeah, she came up as a vixen.
Love and basketball.
Love and basketball. Mm-hmm. She's been around.
Yeah,
I don't mean it like that. Yeah.
Industry.
Industry. Mm-hmm. She's an industry girl, whatever, woman. Well, she's a woman now. She's 40.
39.
Mm-hmm. 39. What am I doing in my life? Yeah. 39. Yeah. So she's been dating a 22 year old, 21 maybe even, and her son is 22 years old.
Yeah, so they're both the same age.
Yeah. So basically, her man, and who's about to be her baby father, is the same age as her son. Now, let me be clear. The black world, yeah. I was going to say the world has gone crazy on this. But let me be clear.
Black Twitter.
Yeah, the black Twitter has risen up on this one, saying she's a paedophile. There's called so
Very
many names, yeah. Very disappointing. Whatever, yeah. And whilst I don't agree with her having a child with essentially in America, a child, because he's not even allowed to drink, right?
He's just he's like allowed to drink now.
21, 22, he just, yeah,
yeah,
22, you're allowed to drink. Whilst I don't agree with that relationship, I'll find it difficult to form.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said earlier on, money makes everything easier to adapt to. Yeah. But I'll find it difficult to go and engage in that kind of relationship just because...
What do we have in
common? What do we have in common, yeah? It reminds me of that scripture.
Especially the fact that my son's your age.
Yeah, like you can hang out, you're my son's friend.
Yeah.
I'm cooking for you guys. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what? Till today, I still don't believe it. Like I want some concrete...
She sent you the pictures
then,
on the internet.
No, they sent the pictures. Do you know actually what was the
This is not
concrete...
Kate. This is not Kate's editing.
No, not that. But I was finding it so hard to believe.
That she's
because
having a
baby. I couldn't wrap my head around it that me right now...
Yeah.
Even the youngest, I think, that I would date at the age of 30-something,
yeah.
Do the maths, it would be like 34.
Yeah.
That's the youngest.
I could go 30.
Okay, ooh.
With money. Yeah.
But, because 22...
I don't know what we're talking about.
Shields, it's hard.
Because I even
find
it hard, yeah, to have and stimulating conversations with men my age.
Yes.
Because sometimes I'm like, are we thinking the same way?
Like,
so imagine a 22-year-old.
It's not clicked something.
A lot of people have said she's just securing the bag, and there's nothing wrong with securing the bag. A lot of people have said that, you know, when it fits a man, nobody seems to care.
Yes.
And then now it's a woman, everyone's caring, blah, 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 blah. And some men have said, if it's a man, you know, we'll ridicule him. Mm-hmm. But because it's a woman, you women are saying, oh, it's okay, whatever, whatever. I haven't heard a woman say it's okay.
No, I haven't.
Because you know what, yeah, I don't have a son, but you have a son.
Yeah.
How would you feel if that was your, that a 40-year-old came home with your 20-year-old son?
I failed as a parent. I have failed as a parent because I clearly haven't instilled in you what I deemed to be normal.
Yeah.
Or date a woman older than you, yes.
Yeah.
But someone that's gonna be 40,
yeah,
you are still partying. You don't even know how to look after yourself yet. Yes, you've got money, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, yeah, doesn't mean
that
you're mature.
MBA money,
yeah.
But that doesn't mean you're mature.
That doesn't mean
that you're able to parent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, you have to step up.
Yeah, you're not Michael Jordan.
Money at the moment, you're the buzz. You're the current up and coming star.
Yeah.
So if my son was to come, I would be very disappointed because not just in him, but I've also done something right.
I mean, people also, on this particular subject here, I've got to always look at it from like a mental health perspective, yeah, and that's just who I am. So she's had this baby,
she's
pregnant, and she put something on her page the other day, like, she's so like, basically, in a nutshell, she's like so like disappointed in kind of like what's happening. Mm-hmm. She's shocked about how people are responding. Mm-hmm. Girl, what did you think?
But I think as well though, people have always, quick background, people have always had an issue with her because when she was upcoming young, apparently, allegedly or apparently, there is a court order that states that she left her 7-year-old son by himself for a couple of days for her to go and make money or whatever.
Yeah.
So there's that already, there's that, what's the word? People already hate you because of that. They hold that grudge and they're quite disappointed in you. Okay, you're great. We've ignored that. Yeah. Your wholeness can be erased. We've ignored all of that.
On his own. How old was he? Seven?
Seven or something.
Okay, so guys, you know the field that I work in, child protection, yeah. So this is gonna be wild coming from me, yeah. But I have to explore, yeah.
Yeah.
Was she so desperate to do that?
It was more money and things like that. I can't remember the actual story, but
I would want to know the because it takes a lot for any kind of woman
to leave your child and things like that. But it's, I think people are so already in that stance, people don't like you because of certain aspects of how you've come up.
Yeah.
And now, which is weird because some of the celebrity friends, that Kyle Kuzma, whatever, he congratulated them. He's a basketball star.
Yeah.
He goes out with that Winnie Harlow.
Oh, I like Winnie.
So he congratulated them and said, congratulations, Jaya and Jalen. And it's like, so certain, and that's why I always call it Hollywood.
Yeah.
To them, everything is normal.
Yeah.
We go back to Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore and the age gap, because now also, like I mentioned to you,
but at least Ashton is older.
There's that Joy, who is Bow Wow's baby mother.
Yeah.
So now she's Bow Wow's baby mother. Yeah. She's Future's baby mother.
Yeah.
And now she's got, so she's 35 and the guy is, no, she's in the late 30s and the guy is 25. And she's just announced her pregnancy.
So I'll come to that, yeah. Now, guys, if you know me, I'm not really an American person, but Genesis American person. She even,
I got a tea.
She even knows Future's address, yeah. But that, again, because why I live in a normal world, yeah, and I don't live in their world. And like you said, it's Hollywood, ATL, ATL living, yeah. But that particular kind of female, I'm not judging you ladies, comes up with certain things. Do you see what I mean? Yeah. And a certain man is interested in them.
Yeah.
And they're interested in a certain man as well. I think even if you're beautiful, you're shaped well, whatever, your virtue is you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you've got to uphold your standards and your values and what you deem to be responsible. in your own life. But I don't think we think the same as some people out there. And maybe if I was in Hollywood, I would be different.
No, Shills, I think it'll be hard for you to get your head around. And to them, it's almost like, what is normal?
Yeah, no, I get that. But because remember, yeah, like they live in a different world completely.
Yeah.
So we, the outside
they're
world,
so far removed.
We're so far. Mm-hmm. You're thinking to yourself, how can I raise my son? But even maybe the mum's was a young.
I'm just. Do you know what I'm thinking about? The simple stuff. Like you said, you go to your mum's house every Sunday.
Yeah.
You, I am now bringing you round.
Yeah.
With my son there. Are you guys talking about Xbox or what? What are we talking about?
Of course we're talking about TikTok and the latest trends.
Oh, God help us.
God.
It's weird.
Yeah, no, it's weird.
But
it is what it is. Ooh. Drea, good luck.
Good luck.
We'll be back in May.
Safe delivery.
Yeah, we'll be back in May to check on you and the baby. No bad vibes, guys. She's a pregnant woman at the end of the day. Life is life.
Yeah.
Life is a blessing. So we salute you. Yeah. Next, what we had was, we had Marcel from, what's that boy band that we used to listen to?
See You at the Crossroads.
No. Crossroads, they did that remix, didn't it?
See You at the Crossroads, yes.
Yeah. That what were
I
they
can't
called?
I remember their name.
They were, okay, basically there was a bunch of boys when we were younger that were in a band, and then Marcel was the only black guy in the band.
There's 12 of them.
Yeah, there's 12 of them. I don't know how to split that money because I still always have questions. How are you splitting that royalty money, yeah? But anyway, he comes back to Love Island a couple of years later, blah, blah, blah. He walks away, he gets married, he has a baby, the rest is history. But this month hasn't been his month, and I don't want to talk too much about him because he's really, really hurting. Yeah, and it showed. Yeah, but what I do want to ask is, what do you think about people unfollowing people after they've been in relationships with them? Like, it'll come. The shade borough, because this is where we all go for everything.
That's her source. That's my source.
Yeah, this is in the shade room.
Disclaimer:
yeah?
I don't even do that.
This is in the shade room. But the shade borough, because I saw it on the shade borough, and it said, what did it say?
Did he unfollow her?
Unfollowed.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm just thinking to myself, she's got your phone number. And you've got your phone number. And you've got kids.
But I get that, but I don't want to see what you're doing. I don't want to see that.
Okay.
Like, because this is now my social media.
Yeah.
I don't want you involved in that, especially if you've done that to me.
Okay, fair enough.
Move. And you know me and how I am about following.
Yeah, yeah, but she's a Muslim.
So.
Yeah, I know. Listen, there's a rule we have here, yeah? You don't post them, you don't follow them.
Nope.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, don't post them, don't follow them. Because if something goes sour in the background, you ain't got to explain nothing, yeah?
Because they wasn't there in the first place.
As far as everyone knows, you've been single or you're still married. You just don't post your husband, yeah?
Exactly.
Whatever it is, yeah? But no, so I looked at that and I just thought to myself, well, I feel really bad for him because he really loved her.
Yes.
And she's there doing all the apologies on the net. Don't do it, girl. Don't do
it. The thing for me, it was gaslighting.
Yeah,
it was the ring.
I'd rather you don't apologize to me like that unless I've told you
but
to.
But I also think maybe, like she said, it was because it was done
and publicly. I'm apologizing.
She owes him a public. Yeah.
I get that, but we can work on that. Not the first week. Mm. Because, you know, I don't want to school anybody on how the mind works, yeah? When you do something, yeah, in that moment, you don't even understand what you've done most times, yeah? Mm-hmm. You don't even understand the level of hurt that you've caused.
Yeah.
So when you say, oh, I'm really sorry, hang on a minute, I'm still burning, yeah? And it's not actually Raymond burning, I'm burning, yeah?
Let it marinate.
So that you can watch me
process it.
Process this thing, yeah? Let it kill you softly because it's still killing me. Because what people do is, yeah, I've said sorry, so you should be able to forgive me.
That's another conversation for another day.
You can't do that, girl.
Yeah.
Let him see his child and let him keep his child with him.
But if they live under the same roof.
No, he's moved out.
Or she
moved out, or she had to move out anyway. Yeah, you can't be living in that house like that.
All this because of Slim Jim.
Look, Slim Jim said he's got girls in his DMs, yeah? But Slim Jim, you keep doing you, man. The thing is, yeah, don't hate the player.
Hate the game.
Yeah. And if you choose to be in the game, boy, don't risk it for a chocolate biscuit. That's all I'm saying. That was a ginger biscuit. Yeah, not a chocolate.
You disguise yourself at least.
She wasn't trying to do that.
Oh, terrible.
I don't watch this, but Jenna does. Love is Blind. What do we say about that?
Do you know what? I think that's just, it's very disappointing. There's a couple there.
Yeah.
And he's got a lot of healing. I would love you to watch this because I would love your point of view on it.
Yeah.
It's basically Clay and AD.
Yeah.
And they were supposed to get married, spoiler.
What, on Love is Blind?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they didn't. At the ceremony, he decided not to get married.
But they're still dating.
Apparently they're not. But the streets have it on TikTok.
Yeah, I've seen it on TikTok.
That they caught her, she was there during Thanksgiving and all of that.
So, yeah, actually, I saw a clip of that, and I don't watch the show, guys. I'm not going to pretend I know it. But the subtitle on it was, why would they choose you if you keep giving them yourself for free? Because that was the option to choose you on the wedding, on that Love is Blind. But he still didn't choose you, because why would they choose you knowing that he's still going to get to tap you anyway, I don't know your story, guys, but... it's giving, you're desperate.
It's she's not coming off in a good light, unfortunately. Yeah. And I think she has a pattern of people that you're attracted to. But I also think for him, he's got a lot of healing to do, because it goes back to trauma. It goes back to how your dad treated your mum and things like that. But it's also that you wasn't ready.
Is this the clip that the mum then says to the dad, you treated me badly,
that's
or something like
one.
That? Come through that mum, yeah?
That's the one.
Oh, you're a good mum.
Because she was like, I'm not here for it.
You're a good mum.
I'm not here for it. But...
because that man tried to be that street talker.
Yes.
They must be from back home.
He used to be, they're like Guyanese, I think. Like they used to take, the dad used to take him to other women that he'd be cheating on the mum with.
Oh my God.
And all of that. So I think he's got a lot of issues, but I think for us as women and watching AD is like, okay, he's shown you that I've still got this, but why are you still entertaining him or
love
trying
yourself,
to
love yourself?
So yeah, it was a bit of a sticky one, but it wasn't the greatest of Love is Blind.
I watched the first one that came out.
Are they still together?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I follow them.
Love that.
I do sometimes check on them as if they know me. And then we had AJ, Anthony Joshua. He obviously went into fight, he won. And it turned around and said to somebody, I'm your landlord. I love that, But speaking about Anthony, or AJ, as you like call him, is he dating that Kiki good hair girl?
Kika
good hair, I saw it and I thought, oh wow.
I'm a bit confused by that, right?
Yeah.
Because my friend sent me a clip of when he just won the fight, and he said, oh, Kika, long time.
Oh.
So then now you're in the desert and you're doing...
Motorbikes.
I'm confused. But
no, but then that was when she said Kika, long time.
I haven't seen you or something like that.
They jammed.
Yeah.
And then I thought, let's go on holiday.
And it's... No, but he... It was at the fight that he said, I haven't seen you for a while. So
yeah, but let's come after the fight.
No, so during that fight when he just won, so that's that day he said, I haven't seen you for a while. And then what, the next couple of days, we're now dating. Ayomide doesn't move that fast.
I don't know if they're dating. Yeah,
but they look cute.
But the thing is, she's not putting the stop to it and say, this is not true, we're just brethren, I wouldn't as
but
well.
But is it also because of the amount of people that she's been linked to, or...
People talk, and this is the
buzz, and then now you're like, oh, who's that girl? So it's more followers for you, more interest in you.
I don't even know, because all I know is that she's got good hair. She's
got good... tight.
Yeah, she's got good stuff. When I said they even suit,
Exactly.
They do suit. So. I think you guys look
good.
So
could that be a potential
AJ,
blossoming?
We're supporting you, but the thing is, AJ is his mum, She's got able.
What's the problem? Why does everyone find that?
I like it. And I love his reason why he just said it. His reason was, I work away for so long and I want to be able to enjoy my mum or be around mama when I'm at
home.
And that makes perfect sense to me. I would do the same. What's the point? I don't live
and
in
if you're
country.
Living in your quarters and I'm living in my quarters.
It doesn't make a difference of it, So guys, good luck to that. I hope you're enjoying that. Is it Dubai, wherever you were, you're doing quad biking?
Abu Dhabi. Because the fight was in Abu Dhabi, wasn't it?
Oh, it must have been that. So she was in the fight as well?
Dubai. Oh, yeah, she was there.
Well, that's interesting then. Then,
Saudi.
So basically, it's kind of like they're just friends hanging out, guys. There's nothing to see here. Yeah. Friends hanging out, you lot are reading into it. She's not obviously letting it up, so Kiki, do your thing. Kiki out, Kiki, whatever. What else have we got here? Now, Dennis, I'll let you lot lead on this here. Vibes, cartel, yeah.
Do you know what? She wasn't so funny because I actually put that as a joke and she actually wanted to round it up.
Yeah. Oh. I don't know what's going on with Vibes, but I saw it on Melissa Wardrop's page as well. She was like, free Vibes, yeah. Like, wagwan for my sister and my brethren. I cannot do it. Jamaican or Caribbean.
He's
action.
Basically won an appeal for his murder conviction, which is funny, right?
Yeah.
Because I think us as a nation, we're something else. This guy has potentially done something very serious, allegedly. And we're here because we miss his music. And we want him to entertain us for summer, just like we're always begging J-Hus for music.
Yeah.
We literally just want him to come out for summer. But it's almost like, it's just funny how we all come together in that moment to be like, but it's something serious. Like my friend said, but you know that it's a murder conviction.
So why would you want to free a murder? This is giving free Barabbas, yeah. But guys,
you know it's going to always come back to Jesus.
Yeah, you already know, yeah. It was a free
but
man.
Yeah, so potentially, you know, there might be an appeal and you never know. So,
okay.
Jamaican Independence Day this year might be on my birthday. Heat.
If you lot are going carnival, and he's not freed yet.
How do you get that new?
Yeah, I don't know what you're not going to be dancing to, but I'm sure he's got enough hits, yeah, to keep you catching the
for
rhythm,
years.
Yeah. Because I know I've got down to a few of Vibes' tunes as well, yeah.
Got down?
Yeah, I do.
Ooh. You dibble-dabble with Bashment.
I do give myself a little bashy-bashy tune. But my favourite Bashment song or That Side of Town, everyone knows
Underwear.
It.
Underwear.
Love that tune. Now to kind of like bring you all the way back to Africa.
Oh.
Yeah. Wizkid has come out. Wizkid has come out and said that his music is
not Afrobeat.
It's not Afrobeats. Is he calling it Afrocentric? What
no,
is he calling
it? He said he's known nothing. So what's that Olojeleba song? No one knows his story, no. He's basically saying, okay, I think he was in the court in a moment saying that my new album is coming out, I don't want to be boxed in.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
That would have been the tone if you've got your PR.
Yeah.
I swear your manager is your girlfriend. All of that.
Yeah, yeah.
You could, he just came out at an angle as in, I'm not Afrobeats, but then the world, Black Twitter erupted because
the
it's
world,
like,
yeah.
My friend, this is what you came up in.
Yeah.
Afrobeats is what you came up in when we was doing Kara and we came up with you in Afrobeat.
Yeah.
So how are you going to disown it? But then I think he came back and he said that, no, I don't want to be penciled in. I don't want to be boxed in terms of my music.
Yeah.
If you're evolving creatively and stuff like that, great. But don't downplay what has made you who you are.
Yeah.
The platform is Afrobeat.
The thing is, Wizkid, I know you don't care about me because I'm just some kid who came to your concert three times in a row.
Thousand times we've invested in you.
The tickets were free, but
I paid
one night, and the rest of it was gifted by friends, Great show, by the way. The one in the O2, not the one at the stadium. But I'm not saying it was a crap, I wasn't there. That's what I'm saying, She was there. That was her coming out concert. But, Wizkid, let me whisper this to you. You see what you said? I get it, Wizkid. I understand it because sometimes English fails me too. I know Dennis has explained what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
Because English is not our first language. We know that,
And it was the tone and delivery.
Yeah. But sometimes look at the people that have gone ahead of you, i.e. Beyoncé, Beyoncé's never going to deny that she didn't come from R&B, Even though right now she's got us swinging around and we've been to the dancehall club, we've been to the clubs, We've all become, just house people for a while.
And now we're wearing cowboy boots.
And now we're wearing cowboy boots.
Hello.
And let me tell you something, Not, even though people were saying Beyonce, going back to R&B, mm-hmm. yeah, Beyonce hasn't never said she's never going to do R&B yeah. again. Don't box it in. Let your music speak for you mm-hmm. and evolve. Your crowd and your audience will move with
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Yeah? Because you are an artist, yeah, and you create art. And that's what it is. Being a creative is creating something new, having different dimensions of yourself, mm-hmm. yeah. And we see it in your music already. There's no need to come and bash what has made you.
You was made in Lagos.
That's what
so
it
that
is.
So that is Afrobeat.
Yeah, that's Afrobeat.
It's not rock.
And I think you opened doors for a lot of people Absolutely. To actually be able to come into that. So don't downplay it. And I get it. You didn't mean it how it was meant to be said. But next time you want to do that kind of, let me even speak in the mother tongue. Next time you want to do that kind of announcement, yeah? Just go small. Speak to somebody like Beyonce. Yeah, let me even say how you say it, Beyonce, yeah? And then after that, come back and say, hey guys, I'm evolving.
Yeah. Okay? And this, basically, I think it would have been this album is yeah. taking you on a new journey. Yeah. It's not what you usually yeah. get from me
yeah.
and here we are, but it was the vim of, you know, everybody leave me alone yeah. Don't call me Afrobeat. It's like, babe,
yeah, guys, you know what, when people make it, I guess our edges change, yeah, but we went through the journey with Sister B and now we're all wearing cowboy hats and cowboy
boots. This ain't Texas.
Well,
do you know what I mean? But it's we
rhyming.
Evolve with them, but yeah. I don't think what you have to, you can't fail to acknowledge what made you who you are.
Yeah, yeah.
Your household name is down to Afrobeat. Yeah. The categories that you've been nominated for.
When we come to your concerts, we're waiting for that, you know, song that we like.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Afrobeat song.
It's not nothing else.
Yeah. So guys, we're wrapped up. I don't know if we've missed anything. And if we have missed you out for this month's rounding up, don't worry. Just make headlines again next month.
The best advice we can give you.
Yeah. Make headlines again next month and we'll be able to come in and round you up as well. Some of the things have happened, but I'm really interested in knowing what's going to happen with Drea, Kate and Diane. That's what I'm waiting for.
Yeah.
What's the outcomes for them? Everybody else, good luck to you.
But we wish them well. Yeah. We wish them well.
Oh my God. We didn't talk about the missing black girls. Guys, we're going
what
to come back
happening?
To that one, yeah? That might even be a podcast
Food
in its
for
own.
Thoughts.
It's going to be a podcast in its own way, yeah? So, black girls are going missing in London.
And black kids.
And black kids in general. That's something that we have to bring to light, guys. Keep looking after each other, I guess.
And we're wishing the family
yeah,
all
wishing
the best
all the families, yeah. Good luck with finding them. We'll try to repost things and reshare things as well as much as we can on our platform. And let's look out for each other. Guys, that's been CML rounding up the month. We're back next week with a new episode. And I am tired and I'm ready to go and have a drink. Yep. Cheers!
Cheers! Thank you.
Bye!
Bye.